Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, are you ready to dive into 109?
Yes, but we have to do pages on 108 first.
Okay. Oh, and also they want us to look at the changes in 105.
I started notes on 106, but we should probably do some more.
Okay, but remember we have the mix for 101 and 3.
Oh, and they're giving flu shots down the hall. There's something fun.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, a podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner of 18 years, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In this episode, in true Halloween fashion, we'll discuss our hell month.
Then we will reveal a Hollywood hack that will help you avoid working with sexist people.
Always good.
Yes.
And finally, this week's celebrity sighting will carry you away.
That's a hint. But first, we have a couple updates. Many of you know that I have been taking a nutrition class through eCornell, and I'm in the middle of a course on exercise and weight loss. And Liz, I just wanted to let you know, my professor validated something that you have been doing. He said, and I was like, oh my God, Liz, this is you. He said, weighing in daily is one of the best ways to lose weight and keep it off.
Yes, my New Year's resolution this year, 2018, was to weigh myself every day, which I've talked about on this podcast, and I have been doing it. Okay, now, here's the thing. It has kept me from gaining weight, so I weigh, like, exactly the same as I weighed January 1st, so I have not lost weight, but the last few years, I've gained weight every year, so I feel that's progress.
That's
amazing.
So I've
stopped gaining. So now 2019 is going to have to be about losing. But at least I've, like, you know, put the end to gaining.
Yes. And for anyone out there who was like, well, is this worth doing or not worth doing? It's supported not just by you, but also by science.
Yes. And I will say that I write it down every day, and it really does keep me mindful about my weight.
Right.
I think it's a great idea, and I'm going to do it the rest of my life.
Excellent.
And then, Sarah, we have another update. We wanted to tell all of our Los Angeles listeners about a great event that's happening in LA on Sunday, November 4th. It's called the Self-Care Project.
I love it already. What is it?
Well, it's an event that's being hosted by my OBGYN, Dr. Suzanne Gilberg-Lenz. She's a total badass, hotshot Beverly Hills doctor. And she's really at the forefront of, like, wellness and, you know, sort of, I don't want to say holistic because she's, like, a, you know, really amazing surgeon and all that. But, like, she's just looking at the whole body and the whole woman. And, Sarah, here is the event. The Self-Care Project was created to provide you the tools to create a more abundant, fulfilling life while managing those real-life day-to-day challenges, which is the key part. Join Dr. Suzanne Gilberg-Lenz and other world-renowned experts and influencers in women's health and wellness as they provide you with an intimate space to connect and learn practical applications to support our daily lives and promote the growth and health of our minds, bodies, and spirit. And I'm going to go to the Sarah, assuming we finish our last script, which we'll talk about momentarily. because I am trying to get more into a health mindset. You're there. I'm less there. I think Dr. Gilbert Lenz is very inspiring to me. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, going to this will get me in a good mindset for 2019.
Nice.
And we'll include a link so you can buy tickets if you want. And if, by the way, any of our listeners go and I'm there, please do come say hi to me.
And then finally, we just want to remind everyone.
Oh, yes.
Election Day. November 6th. Everybody get out and vote.
Yes. Okay, Sarah, it's time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. And today it's hell month.
Ugh.
There comes a time in every production when things become absolutely crazy. When we're at maximum capacity for writing, shooting, and editing, everything's happening at once. And every day there's like a new deadline.
At least one.
Yeah, sometimes multiple deadlines.
Yeah, and we get to this point where we feel like we cannot, like we just won't be standing by the end of the show. And we have officially reached that point.
Yes, October is our hell month. And we've known it was coming. We recognized it from a distance.
Yeah.
Like probably in July, we were like, oh my God, October is going to be hell.
Yep.
And it is.
Yes. Yes, it
is. We were correct.
Yeah. Which unfortunately doesn't make it easier, I don't think.
No, it does not make it easier. It makes it, I mean, what's good is we've had these periods before, so
right.
we do know that it'll end. And it'll end very abruptly. That's what's weird about production is it doesn't peter out as much as it just like drops off dramatically.
Right.
And
like when the script for episode 10 is done, we're done with scripts.
Yes, we'll still have production and editing, but being done with scripts is just a huge deal.
And we won't be breaking any more episodes.
No.
So that goes away as soon as we're done breaking episode 10.
Yes, which is fantastic.
And coming up very soon.
Yes, very soon. What's interesting is you and I think we've probably talked about this on the podcast. One way we get through things that are hard is we tell ourselves, this will be over by such and such time. This started when we were pitching something and we were just dreading the pitch and we just didn't know how we were going to get through it. And we said to each other, this will be over by dinner.
Yeah.
And that's what we say to ourselves whenever we have like a tough day ahead of us. We go, this will be over by dinner. However bad it is, it'll be over by dinner. And so lately, we've just been saying to each other, probably like at least once a day.
At least.
This will be over by November 1st.
Yes. Oh, and man, am I looking forward to November 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a beacon in the distance.
It really is.
Not too far distance.
Not too far
Every day
distance.
It gets closer.
Yes, it does.
That relief.
Yeah, so it's been just like what Hell Month is it's a lot of late nights.
Yeah.
So it's missing our kids and being tired.
Yes, or going home to put our kids to bed and then hours more of work.
Yes, and that's a drag. It's also just a lot of getting notes on a lot of different a lot of different episodes about different things from different people. So we might get notes on three different episodes, on the script, on the cut,
on
an outline for something, all in the same day. And so it gets very confusing because you're trying to work on like as many as like five episodes at once.
Right. And also actors. Things will be getting shot on set and someone will decide there's an issue with the scene. And then suddenly you're rewriting a scene of another episode.
Yes. And then I just find my sleep isn't as good either because I'm constantly waking up with massive free-floating anxiety. Like, I don't know exactly what I'm worried about, but I know that I'm incredibly worried.
Yeah.
And so I'm less rested than I should be.
The other night, I jolted awake in the middle of the night because I realized we needed a location for a scene that we, you know, pitched that we're just like, unbelievably excited about. We didn't think through the production side of it. And I literally at like 3 a.m, I had that like, like moment where I like sat up in bed like, oh, fuck, now we have to get that location.
I should mention it's an expensive location.
And it's gorgeous. Worth every penny, God.
Yes. So how are we getting through? I mean, we're really just gritting our teeth and doing it. I can't say that we're meditating or doing our treadmill desks or, you know, self-care. It's really more of the put your head down, move forward, do what you have to do, and yeah, just hold on for dear life.
Yes. And I should say, in the middle of this hell month, my mother died.
Which
I'm not going to talk about now because it's just too much. But I actually think maybe in some ways the hell month has helped with that because I have no choice but to plow forward.
Right.
Like it's very much a like, well, I'll deal with that in November.
Yeah, I have to say I am in awe of your ability to handle everything that's going on. You're doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you. I did a nice little rewrite sitting there at that, you know,
in
the hospice, you know, time. It's good to have something to do.
Yeah, it distracted you. And you did a great rewrite, I will mention.
Thank you.
Now, the other thing I will say we have in our future, which we, I think at the start of Hell Month, you got like a notice from Ojai Valley Inn and Spa that they were going to have a 40% off sale.
Yes.
And you forwarded it to me and said, should we book something? And we booked a little couple of nights in Ojai when this hell period is over. So that's also like this time we have coming up where you can decompress.
Yes.
Think about what's happened.
There will be
your
spa
feelings.
Visits.
And we can go to the spa and we can just kind of get our breath back.
Yes. And that will be nice. Thank goodness for the Ojai Valley Inn.
Yes, right?
Yes. And then the other thing we're really doing is, you know, we talk about looping on the Disney lot a lot. It helps so much just getting outside, feeling the air.
Yes.
It's California, so we can keep doing it even in the, you know, fall and winter months. And it really, really does sort of change our days for the better.
Yeah. When we don't loop and it happens, then I know we've had a bad day.
Exactly.
Do our listeners have a hell month? Like, this isn't just us. I know CPAs, for instance, like right around taxes, is their like absolute hell month. But I bet lots of people have hell months. So I would love to know if you do, what is it? How do you survive? Any tips that, you know, don't include like time consuming meditation, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, or vodka.
Yeah, we already know about that
one. We need better ideas.
Yeah.
So email us or send us a voicemail to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. And coming up, we have an interviewing Hollywood hack. But first, a word from our sponsor.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. For instance, her first job was as a movie usher, and she would walk around with a flashlight and tell people to get their feet off the seat, and I just love hearing about it. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother or your mom figure's life for years to come. And at the end, you get it all put together in a book. And I know I will be so happy to have that book on the shelf and be able to open it anytime I want and read a wonderful story about my mom.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Hollywood. That's storyworth.com/Hollywood to save $10 on your first purchase.
And Liz, now it's time for this week's Hollywood hack, which is always have a man in the room.
Which sounds really crazy, but there is a reason behind this. So let me explain.
Okay, I came in our office and saw that written on the board as a Hollywood hack. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
what is
like,
that?
Excuse me? And I said, let me tell you.
Yes.
Okay, so our friend, Nichelle Tramble, who's currently making the show Are You Sleeping, starring Lizzie Kaplan and Octavia Spencer for
running
Apple TV.
The show.
She created Running. She's the goddess of Are You Sleeping. And she's a fantastic writer. And she worked on The Good Wife for years. So before she started running the show, she asked her Michelle King, who created The Good Wife, for a piece of advice. What's your advice? And Michelle King's advice was, always have a man in the room. What does that mean? It means when you're interviewing somebody for whatever job, whether it be a job in production, a writer, an editor, have a man in the room. Why? Because if the person you're interviewing only addresses the man to every question, you know you don't want to hire them. That's a huge red flag.
It's incredibly revealing, yeah.
And the problem is if you don't have a man in the room, this won't be revealed because they have no choice but to look at you yep. and answer your questions. It's sad that we're still in this place, but we are.
It is, but it's one of the most insightful, intelligent pieces of advice I've ever heard, because it really does tell you what the dynamic is going to be moving forward and whether you want to engage in that dynamic or not.
Yeah, and I have to say, this isn't just about men.
No.
I mean, this equally applies to women. Women can have just as much a tendency to always treat the man as the boss and yeah. the man as the decider.
Yeah.
And Sarah, I actually experienced this when we were hiring crew for mm-hmm. The Fix. For whatever reason, I was in a meeting. You and Marsha were not there. I was the only woman in the room, and there may be four or five guys. Mm-hmm. I was the only person in the room who had actually worked on the pilot.
You were also the boss.
I was also the boss. Yeah, that too. And someone came in and every single thing they said was addressed to one of the men in the room. And I kept answering the questions because I was the one who actually had the information
yeah.
because I created the show and I did the pilot. And this person couldn't get it through their head that I was the person to talk to.
Right.
And it just blew me away. And of course, they walked out and I said, well, not interested.
Yeah. And the most revealing part of that is that person was not a man.
No, it was a woman.
Which is just a bummer.
It is. I hate it when that happens.
I know. But it also, you know, there were many times on the pilot because mm-hmm. it was very, very, very female centric.
Yes. Like there are a lot of women.
Mostly women. And there were many, many times when there would be meetings with only women and one man.
Mm-hmm.
And there were definitely occasions when people would only talk to the man and ask the man all the questions. And it's like, we're all here.
Yes.
You know, like he is not the authority. He's just the guy with the penis.
Yeah. Yeah. What can we say? It's still happening.
It's still happening. But this is a great strategy.
It is. Because what we can do is take control and not let that be our work environment. As much as we can control it and change it. And I think we are part of changing it. We're part of the solution.
Yeah. And something to think about when you go into an interview.
Yes.
If you're the person on the other side, make sure you're talking to the people with the power, whether they are a man or a woman.
Yes. And I do want to point out, I don't think people are misogynistic and sexist. It's of this unconscious bias that we just go in and assume if there's a man there, he's in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet I've done it. I bet I have.
But you wouldn't do it now.
No, because now I'm aware. But let's all just get rid of all this stuff.
Shake it off.
Can we finally, please? I'm sick of it.
God.
I don't want to have to talk about this anymore.
I know. Okay, well, next up, we're going to reveal a celebrity sighting that will give you emotions. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now it's time for this week's celebrity sighting. And this, Sarah, is actually Adam's celebrity sighting. But I figure since he's my husband, I can claim it as my own. It's a vicarious celebrity sighting.
Yes. So it's like 1 degree. It's very close.
Because it's a big one. So it needed to be mentioned. Because it's an A-list celebrity sighting.
So excited.
Adam saw Mariah Carey at Craig's restaurant.
I mean, Mariah Carey is like...
That's top.
That's
up
there
as it goes. You don't get bigger than Mariah Carey. I mean, that's a Julia Roberts level celebrity sighting. Yeah, he was at Craig's with a couple of producers, and he always sees famous people there. And I've never been to Craig's. It's a restaurant on Melrose. But for some reason, Adam goes there, not all the time, but like it seems like several times a year.
It's like his Cheers.
Yes, it's his Cheers. Exactly. And he always sees famous people. If you come to L.A. and you want to see celebrities, yes, you can go to a farmer's market. That's a good place to go. But also Craig's. Like, there's huge people there, from reality stars to Mariah Carey. And he didn't know who she was with. So,
but did he break into song or?
No, yeah. He didn't sing any Mariah Carey that I know of.
But and did he say anything about, like, what she was doing? Was she just, like, sitting and eating?
She was just sitting and eating, but normal. She wasn't exhibiting any bizarre behavior.
She wasn't being a diva.
No.
Everyone look her in the eye, like, all those things.
No, he said there was nothing remarkable about it except the fact that it was Mariah Carey, which is in and of itself, of course, remarkable.
Quite remarkable. Yes.
And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. Email us or send us a voice memo at happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Tell us about your hell month. We want to know. Misery loves company. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
And thanks to our producer, the amazing Chuck Reed, and everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram @SankolaSound. Thanks to the awesome ad team at Panoply.
Thank you to our assistant, Mary Merkins, for helping us survive Hell Month.
Thank you, Mary. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram @LizCraft, and Sarah is @SFain. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Sarah Fain.
And I'm Liz Craft. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it.
Usually.
Not this month. What is emotion?
Is that a Mariah Carey song?
You've got me feeling emotion.